Terry Anderson says people of color, especially in Spokane, are much more likely to be renters. They were underserved when rental assistance was distributed in the community during the pandemic.
The last go around with rental assistance did not, you know, really reach into communities of color.
Anderson counsels tenants in her job as the director of the Spokane chapter of the Tenants Union of Washington State. And moving ahead,
I fear that the early resolution program won't either, and tenants won't take advantage of it, and they'll just get evicted.
What she's referring to is a pilot program that allows tenants and landlords to meet with a mediator who walks them through the solutions to unpaid rent or other issues outside of eviction.
And if we're trying to address racial equity, housing, that's where the disparity is.
Jennifer Mesa says racial disparities are made worse by lack of internet or language barriers. Mesa is the co-founder of Latinos in Spokane.
Our community is doing everything possible to pay for the rent and not have that rental debt because they know that they're not going to have the same access to resources like other people, like other groups.
She says some fear they or their loved ones will be targeted for their immigration status if they seek assistance, go through mediation, and the courts. Many have accepted they won't receive help. They've lost their housing and doubled up with family and friends. They've sacrificed other things their family needs to continue paying rent. She says organizations like SNAP and Spokane Workforce Center, which both receive grants to distribute rental assistance, need to do more to reach underserved communities. She says the city and Spokane County also need to contract with organizations who have built up trust with marginalized groups and can help them avoid eviction.
We need to stop doing the same thing and asking ourselves why we aren't reaching the populations that we need to serve.
She says every decision that affects communities of color needs input from those communities. Curtis Robinson is a vice president of the NAACP.
You know, if it's not used in a race equity lens, then it is automatically going to be disproportionately leaving out people of color.
Some groups such as the City of Spokane and SNAP have tried to improve their process. Nicole Bishop is a marketing and communication specialist for Spokane Neighborhood Action Partners. SNAP administered a significant portion of the rental assistance available in both the city and the county. She says the nonprofit has been working on several major changes since the last disbursement, including making translation services more available and translating their website into Spanish, Russian, Marshallese, and Vietnamese. She says SNAP is also increasing their effort of direct outreach to marginalized communities in hopes of making sure those who didn't have an opportunity will be able to apply. Spokane County Commissioner Josh Kearns said the county granted millions of rental assistance to SNAP because they are a nonprofit who can get those funds into the community the fastest. He says he was also confident in their ability to serve those who need it most. Anderson says she has spoken with the city and with groups that are doing mediation in hopes of making them aware of the disparities in housing and rental assistance. She says she's hopeful language and other assistance that can help address internet or other barriers will be made available. Spokane County's rental assistance is scheduled to be released later this month. People can apply on SNAP's website at snapwa.org, or they can apply over the phone at 456-SNAP. I'm Rebecca White, reporting.